The Worst Witch Strikes Again by Jill Murphy.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Summer had arrived at Miss Cackle's Academy for Witches. Not that it made much difference to the grim-looking school, which was perched on a mountain amid swirling mist and pine trees. On the first morning of term, the members of Form 1 sat in class, looking a dismal sight in their new summer uniform, which was even more dreary than the winter one. It consisted of a black-and-grey checked short-sleeved dress, brightened a little by the sash around the waist, and grey ankle socks with black lace-up shoes. Everyone's knees were startlingly white after spending the winter swathed in itchy black wool stockings. Despite this picture of gloom, the room buzzed with laughing voices, and the pupils all sounded very excited to be back. Except for Mildred. Worried would be a better word to describe how Mildred felt, as she sat on her desk listening to Maud's tales of what had happened during the holidays. In fact, she wasn't really listening to Maud at all, because she was busy imagining all the dreadful things that were just bound to happen during the coming term. Why, it hadn't even started yet. There were weeks and weeks to get through. After the appalling report she'd had at the end of last term, she'd promised everyone at home that she really would try this term. Even though Miss Cackle had kindly mentioned the day when she'd saved the school from disaster, it hardly made up for all the days when...